takes me home. Do I know you?
I don't think so. I live down the block from you, but on account I never spoke to you, and you being blind, I guess you don't. But I'm taking you home tonight. Your wife ain't feeling so good.
She ain't hurt.
No. Come on. You've been on this corner a long time, ain't you? Across from the criminal court building.
Yeah, long time.
But you know, I was kind of thinking, beginning tomorrow, you ought to pick yourself a different corner.
Different? What are you talking about?
I figure it might save you a lot of trouble.
I'm sorry, I don't get this. Are you trying to scare me or something?
No, just trying to help a fellow out. Well, this is your block. Just hop across the street and there you are.
Yeah. I can find my way to the house, all right.
Go across where the coast is clear.
Thanks, mister. Say, ain't the car coming?
Yeah, up the side street, not this one.
You sure?
What do you think I am, Brian?
Thanks. So long.
So long, fella. Stepped right in front of that car. Well, I guess he'd be on a different corner after all.
Continues on its trail of death. What is behind his fiendish slaughter of the helpless blind man? What is his connection with Chandler? In just a few moments, we'll know. You know, most of us usually look on with surprise as seeing something new, something different. And yet there are a few very familiar things that may serve as surprises. For example, when it comes to dessert surprises, any of you mothers would find this true.
There's no dessert my family has more often than ice cream. But there's something so extra good about it that we always look on it as a sort of surprise.
Yes, ice cream. It's so popular, it's earned the name of America's favorite dessert. Yet it's so refreshing and satisfying, it's always a welcome surprise. Particularly welcome, I might add, if it's Horton's Mellow Roll ice cream. For Horton's Mellow Roll is a generous, tempting individual portion of smooth, velvety ice cream. A treat that tops in creamy texture, in mellow richness, in deep, full-bodied flavor. And Mellow Roll comes in four favorite flavors. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and butter pecan. Try any one of them and you'll agree that
the finest ice cream surprise you can give your family is Horton's Mellow Roll ice cream.
Yes, delicious, creamy Horton's Mellow Roll. And now back to Bulldog Drummond and the deadly game of blind man's buff. The game of death in which two blind beggars have already been the losers. It is the morning following the second brutal murder. Drummond is finishing breakfast.
Another cup of coffee, please, Denny.
Very good, sir.
Very good coffee, Denny. Which is more than I can say for the bacon.
Oh, really, sir? It must have been a very bad pig. It will be punished, sir, in its next incarnation.
Yes, I certainly hope so. May turn into a Nazi.
Oh, very good, sir. Your morning paper.
Thank you. I say, Denny.
Yes, sir?
Another beggar was killed last night. Accidentally, according to the newspaper report.
It does seem strange, sir.
Killed by an automobile crossing the street. The feeling it all adds up to murder.
Was his usual corner near a government building, sir?
It's very good, Denny. You see. Yes. Yes, the report says his post was across the street in the criminal court building.
The district attorney's back there.
Jimmy, the case is clearing up.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Both beggars were murdered. The first one after a crime had been committed. This last one, before. They were both killed for much the same reason. Except that there was one important difference between them. One could, the other couldn't. Quite obvious.
Oh, yes, sir, quite.
Huh?
The could and couldn't what, sir?
The door, Denny.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes? Well, say, gentlemen, what is the name, please? Never mind that. I ain't got much time.
What is it, Benny?
A newspaper person to see you, sir. A vendor.
Show him in.
Very good, sir. This way, please.
Give me a hand, huh? I don't walk
through the house, of course.
There you are. Oh, you're ill, boy.
Yeah. Lead poisoning. Can I sit down, please?
By all means. Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, get a doctor, Denny, quick. This boy's been
No. No doctor's going to help me, mister.
Nonsense. Let me look at the wound.
Bad, huh? But let me tell you why I come. I seen a guy that killed poor old Sam.
You did?
Yeah. I wasn't sure, so I... Well, I trailed the guy to...
Go on.
This hurts, mister.
Who was the man?
A hoodlum.
I call Dr. Gotham, sir. You'll be here in a moment.
Never mind, Denny. He's dead.
Dead, sir?
Yes. Oh. Another casualty in our war against the Nazi murderers. He died on the home front, Denny. He didn't get any medals, but...
Poor fellow, sir.
We've got work to do. No time for sentiment.
Just called it an accident.
But, and this morning, someone else is taking his place. Quick, isn't it?
I don't understand.
I'm beginning to.
It's all very strict. Excuse me. District Attorney talking.
Peterson calling from Montreal. The Canadian authorities have turned Kroger over to me.
Good, Peterson. Take a plane. Bring him here tonight. Criminal Courts Building, my office.
Right, sir.
We've extradited that escaped Nazi flyer. He's being brought here tonight.
Yeah?
Yes, I want to question him. He had help when he escaped last month, and we've got to find out who and what.
Tell me, do you think it's safe?
Of course. I'll have the place so well guarded a stray breeze couldn't get in.
D.A., I've got an idea.
Yeah?
Suppose you don't station any extra guards.
Why?
Trap is already baited. That's why they got rid of the beggar. They know about Kroger. If we scare them off now, we may never be able to get a lead on them again. On the other hand, if we leave the way open for them...
Yes?
We may be able to kill two birds with one stone. Or perhaps I should say, two rats.
Exactly what do you mean?
Listen. Tonight, when Kroger is brought here, we'll arrange it so that...
Shoelaces. Pencils.
And
shoelaces. Yeah.
You been on watch all day?
Yeah.
They come yet?
Yeah. Kroger and a detective.
Swell. Me and the boss are going up now. Get the rest of the boys together and follow us. But don't let nobody see nothing. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, fella. Keep your eyes open.
My theory, Mr. District Attorney, is that Hitler is a lovely example of an incomplete reincarnation. Originally, he was intended for a rat, you see, but something slipped up. He has the soul and mind of a rodent, of course, but unfortunately...
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Denny, spare us.
They haven't come yet.
Never fear, dear. They'll show up. Denny, take that derby off.
It's my disguise, sir.
Yes, but we know you're not a detective. The sight is appalling.
As you wish, sir.
There they are now. Put your derby back on, Denny.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mr. Chandler.
Good evening. Down, Rex, down. I thought I'd drop by and inquire about that Nazi flyer. I took the precaution of bringing my bodyguard with me. You don't mind?
Of course not.
Is the Nazi flyer here now?
Of course. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you can't see. Yes, he's sulking over there in the corner.
Surely you're not here alone with him.
No, there's a detective here with us. Nevertheless, I don't think you should stay.
Why?
We expect to be attacked at any moment.
By whom?
Nazi agents.
Really? Well, what preparations have you made?
Hey, boss.
What is it?
That guy in the derby, the detective. I seen him before someplace. He wasn't no detective then.
Oh, nonsense, my good man. I mean, I have a plainclothes flatfoot from Cedar Street. See, partner?
He's a phony. This is a frame, Bob.
Go to work.
All right, fellas. Reach for the roof or this baby cannon goes off.
Mr. Chandler, I don't understand all this.
That aviator Kroger is urgently needed by the fatherland.
What do you mean?
The Third Reich has no use for them. That is, they have use for airmen. We have no intentions of letting you imprison them.
Chandler,
You're a Nazi.
And proud of it, you poor fool. Kroger, you're returning to Germany. Turn around, man.
How did you know he had his back to you?
Because he can see as well as you can, D.A. I've got you covered, Mr. Bodyguard. Drop that gun.
Drummond, you were Kroger.
Yes. I'm afraid this German uniform misled you.
Yeah?
You can go back.
Yeah, what?
Only an arm wound. I'm afraid you live to be hanged, my friend.
Then Chandler's not blind.
Of course he isn't. I knew that the first time we met.
How did you know?
Quite simple. That dog there, he called it Rex. Referred to it as him.
That is the dog's name, my friend.
Precisely. You said it was a seeing eye dog, thereby explaining its presence and proving your blindness. You overlooked one little fact, however.
Which was?
All seeing eye dogs are female.
Oh, I say, sir, how fascinating.
So I knew our Mr. Chandler was a phony from the beginning.
But those shots, the attempt on his life.
Equally phony. His bodyguard helped him put on that little entertainment.
You're talking through your hat.
I'm afraid not. The dog proved that.
But the dog did nothing during the shooting.
Exactly. That's what made me suspicious. If you remember, he growled at our entrance. If the assassin had been a stranger, surely he would have growled again.
You're right, John.
He didn't. Therefore, I knew the man behind the gun was no stranger. Chandler's bodyguard filled the bill.
My apologies, Captain Drummond. I took you for a fool. You're not. And now, go get him, Rex.
Oh, Chandler! Get out of my way!
How are you, Drummond?
He left at my throat, but I beat him off.
Chandler and that thug ran out with a dog.
We've got to go after them. Good heavens, there's a gang outside. Lock that door. May not be much good. It's half glass, but they've shot the glass out. Get down the floor. They'll see you if you stand.
What makes it, sir?
They won't rush us while I've got this gun, and at least while they think I've got a gun.
What's wrong?
All the bloody things jammed. Useless. There's nothing to stop them from just walking in if they knew.
Captain Drummond, I should advise against resistance. You'll only be killed.
What do you offer if we surrender?
A quicker death.
How'd you like to go to blazes? And don't forget, there are 6 bullets in my gun, and I'll take some of you with me. Where does that window lead to?
The roof of the next building, but we can't get to it. It's in full view of the door.
Yes, they chewed us down.
Captain Drummond, sir, I'm nearer the window than either of you.
You'd never make it.
Well, sir, if I don't, look me up in my next incarnation.
Denny, I won't permit
it. Give me, sir.
Back to the smashing climax of our mystery in just a moment.
Every course counts these days. So more and more, I'm looking to my desserts to furnish a lot of the food essentials my family needs. A nourishing dessert gives the most sensible and appealing finish to a meal.
Yes, and of all the desserts you could choose, probably none is more healthful and enjoyable than ice cream. Horton's ice cream, for example. Horton's ice cream contains vitamin A, the vitamin that helps guard against infection. It also gives you vitamins B1 and G. Minerals, too, including calcium, to help keep bones and teeth strong. And there are energy-producing elements in Horton's ice cream. It's real food, folks, and mighty delicious, too. Every smooth, rich serving. So do this now.
Put Horton's ice cream on your list to help you plan attractive, nourishing wartime menus.
For Horton's, H-O-R-T-O-N-S, spells nourishment in its most delicious form. Denny and the district attorney trapped in an office at the criminal court's building. Denny decides to sacrifice his life in a desperate dash for the open window.
You'll never make it.
Will, sir, if I don't, look me up in my next incarnation.
Denny, I won't make it.
Did he make it?
I can't tell.
They're going to rush us.
I know. Where does the door behind the desk lead?
The corridor, a little farther down, that's all.
We have to chance it. I'm going to throw this chair at the door they're watching. Then we make a dash for the other, right?
I'm with you.
Here goes, then. This way, to the stairs. No good. Somebody's down there. Up the stairs, D.A.
Right behind you.
We're up at the top of the building.
Which right now?
I don't know. We can't wait, I'm afraid. Let's try this corridor here. Oh, dead end, D.A. We could get into one of these rooms. Ah, they're locked.
I'm winded, Drummond. I can't run anymore.
Buck up, buck up. No place we can run to anyway.
They'll find us in a moment.
Yes. Bookcase along the wall. What part of the building is
it? Legal department, library.
Strange place to die. But You can't see the top of the bookcase from here, can you?
No, it's too high. Why?
There may be room on top for us to climb up there. Maybe they won't find us. It's our only chance.
It's a slim one, Drummond. But you go ahead. I could never get up.
No, here. I'll give you a hand up. Come on.
There you go.
Room up, Bethany?
Yes, sorry.
All right, here I come.
Come on.
It's quite a climb. This bookcase isn't very solid, is it?
I could have sworn they went this way, but I don't see them.
Well, they must be here somewhere.
They ain't in none of them rooms. The doors is locked. They wasn't in any of the other corridors.
We've got to find them.
Sure, we got it, but how?
We'll find them. Go on, Rex. Find them, boy. Find them.
Hey, he's picking up the trail.
Be quiet. Go on, Rex, boy. Go on.
Hey, you hear that?
The police.
Yeah, I'm scrambling every man for his son.
Wait, we can't let these...
Can't really let go of me.
These men must be killed.
I thought you let go of
me. That does it. Now to get down before this thing breaks down under us. Then let me go first, dear.
Right.
That dog is here. He means business.
The police will be along in a moment.
It'll take them a little time to round those rats up. Looks as if I'll have to tackle that dog barehanded and take my chances.
I don't like this. There's someone coming, Drummond.
Be careful, Denny. The dog's here.
There you are.
Have you a gun, Denny?
Don't never carry one.
That dog may attack you.
Here you are, puppy. There you are. You can come down now,
sir. Well, I'm certainly glad to be back on solid land again, eh, dear?
Definitely. Denny, how on earth did you quiet the dog?
Well, you see, sir, seeing as how I might be one of them myself in the future, I sort of have a tender feeling for them. I suspected the animal was hungry, sir, and after calling the police, I stopped in at a restaurant. Well, I picked up a lamb chop. Oh. So that's what he's working on now, sir.
A lamb chop? Denny, you're incredible.
No, not at all, sir. Here, puppy.
We got them all, Drummond. The ship schedules the boot.
Good. Clever idea there, sir. Posting beggars to watch government buildings all day. There was no suspicion that way.
Pardon me, sir, but could and couldn't what?
What on earth? Oh, I see. You mean the first and second beggars they killed?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's very simple, Denny. The first one, Sam, could see. The second one couldn't. Sam was a phony beggar who pretended to be blind and was killed because he saw too much. That gave me my first inkling of the truth.
You mean you knew he wasn't blind?
Yes. At the morgue, when we looked over his belongings, we found a chamois cloth among them. Now, only a man who needed to keep his glasses clean would carry that around with him. A man who had sight.
Oh, chamois, that's an animal, isn't it, sir?
Yes, Denny. A sort of graceful goat.
Really, sir? Now, I wonder who it might have been.
In just a moment. First, if you're going to serve ice cream for dessert tomorrow evening, you may be counting on running out to get it just before dinner. But if you buy Horton's ice cream in the handy ice tray pack, you won't have to do that. Because by getting the ice tray pack, you can buy Horton's ice cream when you do the rest of your marketing and keep it until dinner. You see, the ice tray pack is especially made to fit right into the freezing compartment of your refrigerator. It keeps the ice cream firm and delicious for hours. So make tomorrow night's dessert a convenient and tempting dessert. Make it Horton's ice cream. Say the delicious vanilla, orange, ice, and strawberry combination. Horton's ice cream in the handy ice tray pack. And now here's Bulldog Drummond to tell us about next week's story.
Next week, Denny and I join a traveling circus, which seems to be running into a series of costly murders. How we trap the dangerous killers makes for one of the most thrilling experiences of my career. Be sure to be with us.
Into the night walks Bulldog Drummond, seeking new adventure and excitement. Join us next week at this same time when Horton's Ice Cream brings you Bulldog Drummond in another thrilling mystery. This is Dan Seymour saying goodnight for Horton's Ice Cream.